This is the only price I'll pay. I'll be a happy man when I go, and I can't wait another day. This killing time is killing me. Drinking myself blind, thinking I won't see that if I cross.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will speak today with President Trump about the conversation that happened Tuesday with Vladimir Putin. Putin not agreeing to a ceasefire, but agreeing that Russian troops will stop bombing Ukrainian infrastructure. Renewed airstrikes over Gaza. Israel continuing to demand that all of the hostages be returned to Israel. Chief Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump in a statement for saying a judge who ruled against the Trump administration ruling should be impeached. Astronauts Sunny Williams and Butch Wilmore back on Earth and being checked out.
NASA and a medical team still evaluating that crew. They're making sure they're safe and healthy before reuniting with their families. The timing is still unclear, but it could happen within the next day or two. And after everything Sunny and Butch have been through, NASA is promising them some much-needed time off.
The two thought they'd be on the International Space Station for a week or so. Instead, they were up there for 9 months. It's ABC's Faith Abube. This is ABC News. Last night, the state of Louisiana carried out its first execution since 2010. And as ABC's Dave Packer reports, for the first time ever, nitrogen gas was used.
As execution opponents held a vigil outside the Louisiana prison, inside, Jesse Hoffman Jr. was put to death by nitrogen gas after the Supreme Court rejected his final appeal. Hoffman's lawyers called the method cruel and said it interfered with his Buddhist beliefs. But state officials defended using nitrogen as a just and painless punishment. Louisiana joins a small group of states using the method, and leaders there say more executions are coming. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The NASA astronauts who thought they'd be on the International Space Station for a week and instead were up there for 9 months because of technical problems are back. Sunny Williams and Butch Wilmore being evaluated both mentally and physically in Houston. Extreme fire danger still along a large portion of the country as powerful winds move toward the northeast. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. The prospect of not passing a state budget on time or at all concerns Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein says not passing a budget is unacceptable and reckless. She adds that Republicans who control the Senate and Assembly would be responsible for the delay. Spending on Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race has once again broken records. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says advertising spending for the race between Judges Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford has already passed last year's record spending of $51 million. And the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds Wisconsin farmers to check runoff risk before spreading manure. Farmers can check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. The tool includes a map that accounts for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha, when she turned 26 and lost her parents' insurance. And Elena, when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy with snow and blowing snow likely today. 3 to 6 inches of accumulation with wind gusting from 35 to 45 through the day will create blowing snow and blizzard conditions this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, the wind will die down. Conditions will gradually improve by tomorrow morning. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. You know he didn't have to be.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Brad Paisley, he didn't have to be. 9:10, I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour, we'll have Today in History, opening farm markets as well. Also, just for those of you in the Nelson area, Highway 25 is down to one lane at the railroad crossing as they're doing some repairs on the railroad crossing. Again, the railroad crossing down to one lane at Highway 25 in Nelson, and so I expect delays if you're going back and forth or if you're heading over to Wabasha. And that'll go on until about maybe 10 o'clock or so, or a little bit after 10 o'clock as well. Joining us this half hour is Melissa Wolzak, as she's with the Red House of Hope, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Red House of Hope's fundraiser coming up in April. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, first step, for those unfamiliar with Red House of Hope, what is Red House of Hope?
All right. So Red House of Hope is a nonprofit 501c3 right here in the Chippewa Valley, and it continues to see mental health and addiction as a major concern in our community. So our team of dedicated volunteers actually is committed to promoting mental health awareness and addressing the stigma surrounding addiction. So we're just providing resources, education, mentorship program, and then now we are hosting events at our retreat center.
Okay. And this for this mental health, it's not just geared for just farmers, correct?
Correct, yes. So, you know, so many of us are struggling with mental health and then sometimes even addiction issues. And so last year after our interview, we've got in contact with the State Department. So we had attended the dairy breakfast with the Pepin County Health Department and have been able to actually assist farmers also. But no, it's a wide span of those dealing with mental health issues, including veterans, frontline workers, and then people that are homeless, just coming off the streets will help.
You bet. And since that last year, you have been doing a lot of different educational sessions, haven't you?
Yes. Every month, we've now purchased the Retreat Center down in Meridian, Wisconsin. And so we hold not only events there, but we've held several here right in Pepin County alongside the Health Department and Hope for Heroes. So last month, we had a psychiatrist and a internal medicine doctor at our education event. I'm talking about a new procedure called, a new program called transcranial magnetic therapy for people with depression. And then we had a peer support specialist also speaking. So yes, lots of educational events.
Talking with Melissa Wolzak, she's with Red House of Hope, and Red House of Hope is having a fundraiser here coming up on April 5th. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here coming up right now. Here's Dolly.
Watch it come.
Come!
dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? When you could stop traffic in a gunny sack. Why, you're almost giving me a heart attack. When you walk right in here looking like that. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dolly Parton and why'd you come in here looking like that? 9:15. And joining us again, Melissa Walczak with Red House of Hope. They're having their fundraiser on April 5th. And this is to help out the Red House of Hope with all of their programs throughout the year. So what's going to be happening on April 5th?
Yeah, so we are having our second annual, we call it Hope Restored Fundraiser. So it's going to be just a night of fun and inspiration. We're going to have some phenomenal testimonies of where hope has been brought back to so many. And so the event details, we're going to have a delicious meal. We're going to have silent auction, live auction, 50-50 raffle. We've got, again, the mentee and mentor testimonies. And we also have some music happening.
And so now that's going to be held at?
Okay, so we had been so blessed for 2 years to have the Knights of Columbus donate their hall. So it actually is, we serve the Chippewa Valley and beyond. So it's at Columbus Hall, 236 Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And again, they gave us that venue for free, so that's why we're having it there.
And you've also had, though, I know SFB and Bauerbilt have been kind of big supporters.
Yep, Bauerbilt has supported, and Security Financial, O'Galley Cheese Factory is donating, of course, cheese. You guys, WRDN, just, you know, helping us to be able to get this live. And we definitely are looking for more sponsors as things have expanded with just the increased need for mental health. We have more and more programs that we want to bring in.
Now, you're having what, the basket raffle, or is that a 50-50 raffle?
Yep, we're having a basket raffle, a 50-50 raffle, but what's super fun is we do this live auction. And so was our biggest money getter, I guess, last year was the live auction. And so we've got actually all signed Packer football that's in a glass display. We've got a jacuzzi tub that was donated by Wascala Plumbing. We've got a lot of cool live auction items. So,
Mention that tub in the middle of January. Just saying.
Yeah, just saying.
Wait, no, that's a hot tub. Is this an outdoor version?
No, this is like an indoor version.
Okay,
so,
let's say.
Yeah.
I don't know about.
But if anyone wants to donate an outdoor version, we'll take it.
Oh, boy. I don't know. For those that have those things, I'm like, really? It's 30 below out. You're going to actually go out into the water. I mean, it's not so much getting in. It's getting out. It's like, oh, my word. I don't know about that. Again, Red House of Hope fundraiser coming up on April 5th. We're going to continue our conversation, find out about how that money is going to be used as well here coming up in the next year as well with Melissa Walczak with Red House of Hope. Right now, here's Drew Baldridge and Tough People.
A tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she didn't. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Oh, shipped off somewhere to keep us all free. Came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people. Tough people.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Drew Baldridge, Tough People 921. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us once again, Melissa Walczak with Red House of Hope. They're having their Hope Restored fundraiser, second annual Hope Restored fundraiser on April 5th. That's going to be at the Knights of Columbus in Chippewa Falls with everything starting about 5:30 with the social. The program gets underway at about 6:30. They'll have 50-50 raffle, live auction, basket raffle, and a whole lot more. And Melissa, so obviously benefit for Red House of Hope. So you'll be using this for the upcoming events and programs this year?
Yes, yes. So for 2025, so all proceeds will benefit the Red House of Hope's mission. That is to provide that mentorship programming, guidance, resources. And also we've got this retreat center now that we've just purchased. So we do have a capital campaign for that. And so we do lots of events. We just had a nonprofit right here from Durand, Pink Box Purpose, and they did a big event out there. And so we really want it to be open to, it's a community retreat center. We've got a pool, pickleball court, right off the bike trail, the Chippewa River. And so we really want the community to utilize this retreat center and just bring back hope back to the community.
Sure. And so the, obviously that capital campaign, there's probably still some things that have to be redone for the center, or remodeling or maintenance.
Yes, yes. And we're always looking for Durand High School. Actually, last year came out. They had a group that helped with even like property cleanup. But yeah, there's always stuff, right? And so we love that we've had amazing volunteers. We've just finished renovating the top of the barn. So we can do almost a three season, not quite four season yet.
Yeah, that fourth season's the one that kind of gets you, isn't it?
It's a tough one.
Talking with Melissa Walczak with Red House of Hope. Now, the other big thing as well, you've worked a lot with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and the Farm Service Center as well, right?
Yes, yeah, we just started. And so we have, we've been working with the actual Pepin County Community Mental Health Collaboration on a lot of different things. And with the health department, we were able to go to the dairy breakfast last year, the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. And really, that was truly after the interview here. And we had been in contact with the State Department and some others and just found out that there is a lot of resources for farmers and the farmers' family that are dealing with any type of mental health. And so there's a Wisconsin Farmers Wellness Helpline. I do have cards, but I'm going to give you that number just so you can put it down. It's 888-901-2558. There may be somebody struggling right now. 888-901-2558. And there are grants. The State Department said we have grants to help get you connected to the help that you need at no cost.
All right. So again, that's with the Wisconsin Farm Center and the State of Wisconsin Department of Agriculture as well, farmers. And we're going to have some of those cards down here as well at the station. If you forgot that number, you can either give us a call or you can stop here at the station as well. It's good. Sounds like it's going to be a fun time on April 5th.
It's going to be wonderful. I hope we see you there.
Melissa Walczak with the Red House of Hope. Again, their fundraiser coming up on April 5th. It's the Hope Restored fundraiser. It will be held at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Chippewa Falls with the social getting underway at about 5:30 and the program and dinner at 6:30. And finally, Melissa, if folks want more information, they can just go to your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, they can go to Facebook or they can go to www.redhouseofhope.com. They can sign up right there for the event. So we do have a delicious meal. So the tickets are $25. Of course, we'll never turn anybody away. So
all right. And so again, that website was
www.redhouseofhope.com. redhouseofhope.com.
So redhouseofhope.com. You can find out more information there. It's 925.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family-owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
When it comes to finding great deals on soup, timing's everything, and now's the time because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams.
One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-653-1188. 800-653-1188.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I think
God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love gets a little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
See your face, I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, 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 I'm alright. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing alright. I said I miss them, but I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs and Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. 9:37, I'm Brian Winnekin. Reminder, UW River Falls holding Egg Day on the campus. That's going to be on April 10th at UW River Falls. This is open to the public, a free event. It goes on throughout campus. It's again the UW River Falls Egg Day on campus coming up April 10th at UW River Falls. Let's run down today in history for this March 19th. 1831, Edward Smith stole $245,000 from Citibank of New York City. It was the country's very first bank robbery. Oops. And they didn't have the little packet to put in to ruin the money. 1918, Congress approves daylight saving time. It enabled Congress to establish time zones in the U.S. The move was made to save fuel and promote the economy during World War I. And we still have it to this day. 1949, the American Museum of Science and Energy opened in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. 1957, Elvis, who was career was taking off and had a little bit of extra cash, bought Graceland in Tennessee. In 1987, televangelist Jim Baker, resigns as chairman of the PTL ministry. He stepped down as a result of the scandal involving Jessica Hahn. He'd go to the big house in Rochester, Minnesota, by the way, for the while. But he's back. Branson, Missouri, doing the timeshare thing. Also, in 2001, California declares a power alert, ordering the first of 2 days of rolling blackouts. In 2011... the U.S. began military action against Libya. 2012, NFL quarterback Peyton Manning inks a deal to continue his career with the Denver Broncos. And he would lead the Broncos to another Super Bowl. And in 2022, LeBron James passes Karl Malone into second place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. That's what happened on the state in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and Anabis Silo.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk up 5 to 1701, May up 7 to 1712, June up 7 to 1717, July milk steady at 1762. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher, even though the trade took a breather yesterday as the trade pondered the strength of the cash and upcoming cattle on feed reports. But cattle are now moving higher once again. We do have some higher box beef prices, at least early on. Hog markets, however, are moving mostly lower this morning. Have another day of some lower pork cutout values, at least to start the session, and that is pressuring markets once again. April live cattle up $1.12 to $206.50. March feeder cattle up $1.52 to $286.50. April hogs down 90 cents to $86.70. Chicago Board of Trade, corns and soybeans are relatively lower, wheat slightly higher. It's kind of a flat type of a day today. There's really a lack of fresh bullish news, and traders also remain concerned about the April 2nd reciprocal tariffs that are still scheduled to go into place, and the fear that those tariffs could hurt U.S. grain exports as the months go on. May corn steady at 458 and three quarters. New crop down 1.5 to 452 and three quarters. New crop beans down 3 to 10, 12 and a half. May wheat up a half to 565 and a half.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy with snow and blowing snow likely today. 3 to 6 inches of accumulation with wind gusting from 35 to 45 through the day will create blowing snow and blizzard conditions this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, the wind will die down. Conditions will gradually improve by tomorrow morning. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Yeah.
knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming the back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like I just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight, and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young, and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And David Lee Murphy and Party Crowd 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that the 7th Annual Spaghetti Dinner and Silent Auction to benefit SOFAs for Service Veterans Group will be held on April 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. This will be at Saving Grace Lutheran Church in Eau Claire. Cost is $15 for adults, veterans $10, and kids 6 through 12. $5. Well, happy birthday to the Radio City Rockettes, celebrating their 100th birthday today. Now, you may not know this, but the Precision Dance Company was founded in St. Louis, Missouri in 1925, and it's the longest running dance company of its kind in the U.S. Wait a minute, isn't Radio City Music Hall to New York? What's the story by being founded in St. Louis? What, group of people got together and said, hey, let's have a dance team for New York City. To celebrate the milestone, they are expanding their dancer development program, starting with the 2025 Rockettes, and open call auditions at Radio City Music Hall on April 22nd. There you go. So, you know, maybe road trip to New York City, you know, try to, you know, get on board with the 2025 Rockettes. One, I don't have the legs for it. Two, I just can't dance.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey. Do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Bird and Watermelon Crawl 958. Thanks to Melissa Walczak from Red House of Hope for joining us this morning. Talk about the Red House of Hope's fundraiser on April 5th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Chippewa Falls. You missed that interview. It's now available on our podcast. Just go to our website at realcountry1430.com. Go to the audio podcast page. You'll find it there. Well, with the price of eggs, happy National Poultry Day today. Poultry refers to domestic birds that are raised for meat and eggs. The birds include chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, quail, and pheasant. Of course, poultry is farmed in large numbers, with chickens being the most numerous. It's believed chickens were introduced to American soil by European explorers in the 16th century. Americans raising small flocks to feed their families in the 16th century. Some are doing that now just so they can afford eggs, right? So, you know, happy National Poultry Day today. And tomorrow morning, Dave DeLort will be filling in as we are headed to Madison tomorrow for the WIAA Division III Boys State Semifinal. Elk Mound versus Freedom. We'll have that game for you tomorrow afternoon starting at about 1:10 here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good luck to the Elk Mound Mounders. We'll see you there tomorrow, and make it a great Wednesday.
Preston, continued bombardments against Gaza and continued protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. ABC's Matt Rivers explains from Tel Aviv.
When you add in these new airstrikes, which many people are not happy about because they say it's putting the remaining hostages that are still inside of Gaza in Hamas captivity at even greater risk. There's a lot of people who are very angry with Netanyahu, who's